set.
But you're going to get a book ready, and you're going to let me read the book?
Well, if it ever comes out, these things take forever. Do you mind if I sit here?
Well, you sit where you're going to. That chair goes back a little bit.
I meant to ask you about the fish and seafood. I think that's what we were talking about. We were talking about food the other day. Do you ever remember turning up rocks and getting things out?
Grub worms and big old red worms, yes, but they're large. I've raised them, put them in a thing and raised them.
How about rocks in a branch? You turn over the rock and you catch one of these.
I get cans full while I'm digging my flowers up.
No, I don't mean worms. Things with pinchers, and do you eat them?
What?
Crawfish, crayfish.
Oh, I don't eat them. I eat them. I don't eat them but I have turned them over and found them.
You have found them?
They're in the holes. They go down in there and they come out. We used to do this. Let me see, what did we say? Doodlebug, doodlebug, your house is on fire. Doodlebug, doodlebug, come out of there, something like that. I don't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Stir around in that probably come out. And we thought they came out because what we said.
What did you call them when you were a girl?
Crawfish. Well, I think I always said crawfish. I don't think I said crayfish. I think I said crawfish. And then we'd call them kids, or sometimes we'd call them doodlebugs.
Doodlebugs. Uh-huh. How about, did you ever have things with shells on them? You're supposed not to eat them unless the month has an R in them?
Had what in them?
Did you ever eat things, seafood, or perhaps somebody told me that they were and actually grew around here? A kind of oyster?
Mushroom?
No, seafood.
Seafood?
Or fish.
Well, the most fish that we ever used was perch. And we'd go to the creek and we'd get perch. And you know perch is kind of like a bream. What's that other one? You cook them whole. We have a perch and then the catfish. And a lot of men would go, and I think they still do that a lot, which is kind of dangerous with snakes. But they would strip and go into the river, yak in the river, and feel in the rocks and places and get catfish. There's a blue catfish and a yellow catfish. Blue catfish is best though. And sometimes at one time they came home with one that was 54 pounds.
Mm.
But it was strong. It wasn't good.
Cool.
Wasn't good at all. But you read for that, right down the backbone was a layer of fat. And you had to get every bit of that out. That's what made it strong. And it was right down the back. You have to skin a catfish. And so that is the kind that we caught mostly. Perch and bream and what's that other one? Crappie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we loved crappie.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd get crappie. That was our main fish, and I'm very fond of seafood.
What do pearls grow in?
Well, they